AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Workday's 18.5% week clears the trend line, but software relative proof is still missing. The application software stock produced its strongest recent weekly gain on above-average volume. Yet ShareMaestro's trend signal remains inactive and relative strength is still negative. Research brief. Workday closed at $160.03 for the week ended 31 July. Up 18.5%, with volume running 1.3 times its 13-week average. The move put price 13.0% above the weekly trend line, but the broader setup remains risk-first. The trend signal is inactive. Relative strength is negative, and the stock is still 35.8% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. WDY rose 18.5% on the week and 25.4% over 12 weeks, ranking in the top tier of U.S. technology for the latest week. 2. Volume improved to 32.4 million shares, equal to 1.3 times the 13-week average, and 1.6 times the 52-week average. But participation has not yet reached the stronger 1.5x confirmation threshold versus the recent base. 3. The close at $160.03 sits 13.0% above the 141.9 trend line, while ShareMaestro's trend signal remains inactive after 0 active weeks in the 52-week window. 4. Sector context is mixed. U.S. technology had 56.0% trend breadth, but U.S. software application showed only 30.0% trend breadth and 17.0% positive relative strength breadth. 5. Risk remains visible through a 35.8% drawdown from the 52-week high, 8.2% recent weekly volatility, and an undecided expectancy reading of 47.02%. A sharp rebound, not yet a confirmed regime change. Workday's latest week changed the short-term conversation. The Cloud Business Applications Group closed at $160.03, rising 18.5% for the week and lifting its four-week return to 18.4%. The 12-week gain is now 25.4%, a strong recovery from the June low area, and enough to place WDY around the 96th percentile among U.S. technology stocks for the week, with a rank of 32 out of 706. The improvement has a hard limit in ShareMaestro's signal state. Price is now 13.0% above the 141.9 weekly trend line, but the trend signal is still inactive, and the setup signature remains risk-first. That matters because WDY has had 0 active trend weeks across the 52-week window. So the latest move is better described as a forceful rebound through a key regime level than a fully confirmed trend. Software context helps the move, but relative strength is still a drag. The sector and industry backdrop gives the rally some support, though not clean confirmation. U.S. technology rose 2.0% on average for the week, while Workday's 18.5% return ranked 4th in its 100-stock sector comparison group. Technology breadth was reasonably balanced, with 56.0% active trend breadth and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth, although market dynamics breadth was softer at 46.0%. Within U.S. software application, the week was stronger on price, but narrower on quality. The industry averaged an 8.1% weekly gain, and Workday ranked 7th. But only 30.0% of the group had active trend signals, and just 17.0% showed positive relative strength. Workday fits that split. Market dynamics is positive, with activity pressure at 1.03, but relative strength remains negative, at negative 18.76, despite improving from weaker June and early July readings. Volume improved, but confirmation remains moderate. Participation was better than the prior week. Workday traded 32.4 million shares, up from 18.8 million in the week ended 24 July, and above both its 13-week average of 24.5 million and 52-week average of 20.6 million. The volume ratio of 1.3x versus the 13-week base gives the advance some credibility, especially after the stock had fallen 6.5% the previous week on lighter turnover. Still, the volume case is not decisive. The latest print is below the late February spike of 58.7 million shares and short of the 1.5 times participation level that would make the next move more persuasive. For a stock carrying an inactive trend signal, the difference between a high volume reversal and a merely above average bounce is important. Valuation distance and drawdown keep risk in frame. The rebound leaves WDAY in the lower middle of its one-year range. The latest close is 35.8% of the way between the 52-week low of 110.4 and the 52-week high of 249.8, and the stock remains 35.8% below that high watermark. ShareMaestro fair value is 225.0, putting price 28.7% below that reference, which indicates the market is still applying a sizable discount despite the short-term recovery. Risk metrics are also not quiet. Recent weekly volatility is 8.2%, above the 52-week level of 6.7%, and the return distribution over the past year is evenly split at 26 up weeks and 26 down weeks. Average losing weeks of negative 5.6% have been larger than average winning weeks of 4.8%, reinforcing why the latest rebound needs follow-through rather than a single-week spike. What to watch next? The first test is whether Workday can hold above the 141.9 trend line after such a large weekly move. A sustained close above that level would keep the weekly structure constructive, while a quick failure back below it would support the risk-first reading. The second test is confirmation. Activity pressure has turned positive, but relative strength is still negative, and the industry's RS breadth is weak at 17.0%. A further improvement in relative strength, combined with volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average, would offer stronger evidence that the move is broadening beyond a rebound from depressed levels. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.